You'll get there.
You fucking talked over the theme, you piece of shit.
Guys, don't talk over the theme.
Yeah, it's actually very rude to talk over the theme song.
It's, like, not good. As a producer and manager, I'm going to have to tell you to stop.
I really like this song.
This is great.
Fucking kill you guys.
Both genuinely and for the bit, this is really good.
What's going on? Hello everybody and welcome back to the fucking show. We're doing another show. I'm here as per the usual. We've got Keelan and Robin in the studio. What's going on, friends?
Just nothing niche, on that.
Okay. Hi both of you. Connor, what's up, man? You're also here as well. Hello.
I am here in the studio as well.
Yep, Connor is here in the the virtual studio. We're not.
I thought we were selling it. I guess we
are all in Ohio, which is kind of different for this show, at least. So that's kind of nice.
Hell yeah.
But,
well,
yeah,
hell no, but hell yeah.
Yeah, well, true, but absolutely. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. We'll fucking roll right into it. I just as a small introduction, Connor's here from the Summit Shack, venue booking platform thingy extraordinaire, which we will get all into all that. I figured it might be a decent spot for us to start. We have a segment that we probably should start with just to get a good baseline down. We call it money.
Is it time for money moves?
Money moves.
I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move.
And the segment calls Money Moves, and that's the theme song, and that's why that's the theme song. It's because it's called Money Moves.
We are somehow allowed to do that.
I don't think allowed is the word, but we have not been told to stop yet, so we will continue to use it. Normally, I feel like we sort of use this bit as an excuse to like kind of go through the history of a band or something, and like kind of talk about like there were older releases and stuff before we start talking about the new stuff. But obviously, it's a little bit of a different thing. I'm super interested in just sort of the history of the Shack, the whole like Bocella, the series of them that happened. There's so many other things. I have a little bit of a list I've prepared. So let me throw this at you. Tell me if I'm missing anything.
Yeah.
Obviously, like I said, the Shack is there. You guys, shows, fests, stuff like that. Bocella, I'm sure you probably started with one. I wasn't aware of it then. I knew about it for two, and then my first one was three. So I've been.
Nice. That's a good evolution for it.
Absolutely. I've like seriously like it's so sick. I've been like sort of waiting to have you guys on the pod. I figured it would happen eventually one day, but I'm seriously such a fan of what you guys do, so I'm super stoked to actually talk about it.
I think me and Keelan's first was Mindcella.
The virtual shit show.
I'll tell you this, it did not come across as a shit show. It was
really? Yeah,
absolute.
Oh, no, we were frantic.
I mean, it was a lot of fun. Time. Yeah, we discovered friends of the show, Carly Cosgrove,
yeah,
through that.
Oh, absolutely.
What a band.
I know.
They're fucking good.
I sort of made a note of this for the other ones too. Like, as far as bang for your buck on lineups go, Bocella is kind of hard to beat historically.
Thank you. I agree. Most of them were free. Like,
yeah, exactly. I want to try to not do too much dick riding, but good lord, like the lineups on these are kind of insane. You guys have had like, I think Hammy was on the second one. I know that at least. Although I wasn't
nothing
there
to do with. I had nothing to do with Hammy. That was all.
Oh, really?
Like that was all Dylan.
Oh hell yeah.
But we can, we'll get into that if we do like a little history.
Yeah. And then, yeah, the three, I mean, just like seriously pulling up the list for Bocella 3 now, it, like just even just a few years later is like kind of insane. So
it was free too.
Yeah, it was it's just insane to think about, especially I feel like in the world of post-COVID and everything. Like, just imagining that that happened and all came together the way that it did is kind of insane. But
just, I mean, it goes to show the trajectory of the and the work ethic of the bands that were on the lineups.
Absolutely, it does. Like,
because goddamn, there's some hard workers.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, people that have just absolutely not stopped since that point.
Grinders, like, dude. Like, so much respect for it. It's insane.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. And then, I mean, like, I can understand why it would be a shit show to try to do, like, immediately pivot into the virtual thing for four, but I do truly feel like you guys did a great job of it, especially as somebody who is, like, currently, as we speak, trying to figure out how to make content over, like, just Discord. It's not easy all the time.
There's so much more that goes into, like, even the most minimal, like, thing. Like, there's so many more steps that you don't realize until you're actually doing it, and you're like, this is... Like, this is tedious, you know?
I remember, like, watching the live stream with my roommates. Like, I'm pretty sure I, like, installed the Twitch app on the TV, and we were watching it in the living room. And I was like, how the fuck did they have multiple camera angles? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, we'll get into it. It's a fucking, it's a debacle how that worked out.
I can only imagine. And then on top of that, on top of, like, having to figure out the actual technical aspects of, like, having a... I mean, a fest. It basically was just a fest. Like, you know, sets, the playlists, like, you had sets on that fest that ended up getting pressed into vinyl, if that tells you,
I forget that that happens sometimes.
Yeah, and like, any, you know, if any indication of the quality of the music that was happening, so.
Ryland straight up is just like, shout out Summit Shack, and that's on vinyl. Holy
that's
shit.
On vinyl! I own that shit on vinyl!
Oh, fuck, yep. I forgot.
Yep, that shit's on the OG version. I own that's that shit wild. On vinyl. It's insane to think about the history behind it. So I think it's like absolutely worth noting. And I don't even think we've said it yet, but literally the entire reason that you're on the show is because the next one we're doing, the five, it's happening soonish. We are recording this, I think, a little bit before it's going to actually come out, but this will come out like a few weeks before Coachella 5 happens. Remind me of the date. I can't remember. I don't have
7/16. July 16th.
Hell yeah. And Howard's, I've like not been to super, like, a lot of shows at Howard's, but that place rocks as well. Like, what a cool spot to have a little bit of music.
It's the venue in town. Yeah, like, true. The garage isn't doing shows anymore. I guess Juniper does like acoustic stuff now. They've got a little bit of a bigger space that they're trying to do shows, which is really cool. But like, for historically, besides, you know, Clazel's doing whatever Clazel's doing, which is nothing right now. Howard's is the venue, you know what I mean?
I'm sure, absolutely.
Like, it's Steve's a godsend for being the only place that regularly has live music, you know. And he gives door to the bands. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't ever take a cut. He's like, as long as people buy some beers, I don't give a fuck. And I'm just like, Steve, you're a hero.
Yeah, that's incredible. Like
you're a boomer, but you're a hero. Like, goddamn.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like a hero of the BG music community.
Truly. Like, we wouldn't be where we were. We couldn't do, like, after two, we couldn't do them at the house anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm sure. So
the
fact
that Howard's let us even do it there, you know, for free. We don't have to pay rental. We don't have to rent the room, dude. It's, you know, it's just.
Yeah, that's
the perfect place.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I'm sure, I don't know, like, you have to have those relationships and stuff. And like, there's some amount of like falling into it, I guess. But like, God damn, like, just like Steve putting the music scene on his back and absolutely making it happen for everybody. You seriously love to see it. And I mean, frankly, fucking you guys for making it happen. Like, the venue being there is one thing, but organizing it and having all the bands there is another. So extremely fucking sick. I cannot wait to come to the next one. It's going to be extremely sick. And I think we have like four people that have been on the show that are on the lineup. Like, I'm just, aside from just being excited to see the actual show, like, the amount of people, like, we're just gonna meet some homies, which is always the nice part. Like, we doing these virtually now, it's like you don't actually get to meet anybody anymore doing this. So I'm very stoked for that. That's a lot of fun.
I mean, that's the best part of the fest is like the fest came after we hosted a bunch of touring bands, you know, for a year. Mm. And we're just like, man, a lot of those bands were like, A, like, really cool, and like, I want to be friends with people who are cool. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
They meshed with the Shack really well. Like, you know, they meshed with all of our friends and stuff like that. Mm. Like, Nice is a great example of that. Like, Nice was The Roddy story is so funny. I curved Roddy like accidentally for months without realizing it. So and then I met Nice and I was just like, oh, they're chill as shit too. Fuck. Okay. Like,
yeah. Oh, man, that's so good.
But it's a lot of it is just like, it's an excuse to see friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like truly in and of it, like in it all, it's just like, that's the best part of it. Like, yeah, I'm stressed out and running around the whole day, but God damn it. I love seeing.
Yeah.
Like not only that I get to see those people, but a lot of those people don't get to see each other very often.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I just want to shove a bunch of fucking dope, underappreciated bands together. Mm-hmm. Like, cause they love it and people love it and I fucking love it. Like, yeah. The Shaq team loves it. Like, that's the only reason it's ever, you know, continued after COVID. Cause like,
yeah.
God forbid, I thought so many times and even still do with everything. Like, is this even like worth pursuing still?
Right.
And like at this point, it's not even something that like we're pursuing. It's just something that we fucking love to do.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's kind of railed us financially the last like 7 years, but like,
right.
That's not been 7 years, 5 years.
Yeah.
Cause it's just a labor of love and like, there's not a lot of money, you know, there's not a lot of money in promotions unless you're like a shady promoter who's going to take a huge cut. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like if doors are going to the bands and like, I'm not going to be a piece of shit that's taking a merch cut. So like, where do you like, what are we?
I see promoters in nice houses and I go, how?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how in the world?
Yeah. Probably not good reasons. I would say would be fair to assume.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I 100% know what you mean. I do feel like, I think it'll be, I mean, it'll continue to be, I think, a platform where I think you said like underappreciated bands are playing because they, I think historically it's been that. And I think it is probably going to continue to be that. I'm really interested about sort of the switch on your guys' end coming back from COVID. Like, I'm sure trying to adjust and do a virtual one is one thing, but like, I mean, like I'm like you said, I'm sure there's a lot of uncertainty on whether or not it can even happen. But like, what's the major change in planning as far as now having to do a concert? I don't want to say post COVID, but in a world where it just like is a thing that we're gonna have to deal with.
I mean, honestly, a lot of it is just hoping that people realize that we're gonna have a lot of people packed into a not a huge space, and to just like wear a mask and be safe.
Yeah,
like. It's all you can do. Like, you know, obviously, you know, sometimes people wear masks at shows. Sometimes people don't wear masks at shows. Depends on how dense the crowd is. You know what I mean? But I just like historically the Coachellas have made Howard's, you know, pretty packed. Like it's a decent sized venue, but you know, it gets, you know, shoulder to shoulder if you're trying to get up front, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's just like, it's honestly, it's just like, I wanted to cancel it like 3 times. I was just like, dude, like every time I think that we're like good to go, another huge wave of COVID hits and a bunch of tours get canceled and, you know, a bunch of people get COVID. And I'm just like, but it's been like 2 years. Like I've sat in my house, like doing fuck all,
right.
Like fingering my asshole, playing video games like for 2 years.
Yeah.
And like, I haven't seen people. And I eventually was just like, I messaged everybody. I was like, do we just say fuck it? Yeah. Like, do we just do it regardless of whatever wave of COVID, like the invisible wave of COVID is happening right now.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. You know, and if we didn't just like kind of agree to just say fuck it and like leave it up to, you know, honestly, a lot of the DIY, you know, they're going to wear masks and that's,
That's absolutely I got a thing.
Fun. Like I don't know if this is true or not because I didn't know COVID existed at the time, but Snowcella, the last fest that we did before COVID hit was in January, 2 months before, you know, when March happened.
Yeah.
And I'm 99% sure I got COVID cause I had never been sick like that before.
That's
and we called
so
it,
crazy.
We jokingly called it the Snowcella plague.
Wow.
Because everybody got sick.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Everybody like, was there, like just got this random mysterious. Awful
and it was,
illness.
They were sick enough to talk about it to each other and it for it to, you know, attain a name.
Yeah, definitely.
And it was, and then 2 months later, and I didn't even realize until like months after COVID had started, quote unquote, like, that I was just like, dude, do you think I had fucking COVID in January?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, holy shit, like, that tracks. I was, like, looking at graphs and looking at when, like, stuff actually started, and I was like, oh, fuck, dude, I probably had COVID because I died for 4 days.
Yeah.
Like, I just sweat and moaned. I was just, like, my whole body felt like I was getting tackled by NFL players, and I couldn't sleep, but I was sweaty, but I was cold.
God.
It was awful.
I'm like,
you know how many people went to the doctor that winter and were like, I feel like shit, And the doctor was like, it's not the flu. You probably just have some virus.
Flu go crazy.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. Everybody's just like, flu goes nuts right now. Like,
yeah, absolutely. I think you're right on the money as far as like, I think DIY kids probably in general are going to be a little bit better about it than most.
And I mean, I've been going to shows more recently and I've been seeing a lot of people wearing masks,
Especially
when there's more people there. And I love that. Like, obviously people go outside and they hang out and they don't wear their masks, you know, but at this point, you know, like the fact that people are wearing them indoors, you know, besides the townies.
I'll take what I can get for sure. Like, yeah. I mean, whatever you guys are willing to do, I'll take it. I would say, I think our experience, at least mine, has been, I think the smaller shows have been better about it, to be honest. Like, the smaller shows that are, like, frequent showgoers and know the drill and know that if you, like, if you fuck up and get people sick, that's, like, your fault.
Yeah.
Like, and are conscious of that, then, yeah, they're wearing masks to shows and, like, being responsible about that. But, my God, like, I feel like the bigger shows is, like, you can't go to see, like, a large band nowadays. It's not good to be
You can't go – And I'm calling them out. You can't go to the Agora Theater anymore.
No.
Agora sucks. Oh, my God.
I think I went to the Agora once, maybe.
Going to the Agora sucks anyway.
They wouldn't let Keelan and Jacob into the pit.
Shut the fuck up. We're not talking about it.
Will they be allowed in the pit at Coachella 5? That's a very important question.
100%.
Thank you. Thank you for confirming. And I'm actually going to take this sound clip and record it because I didn't think I'd have issues, but now I'm just making sure.
Just to have it ready for when someone says, no, you can't go in the pit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, speaking of the pit, the Callous Dowboys are playing and I think people are going to die.
Oh my God. That's
entirely possible.
I'm so excited.
Because we're not like traditionally like, you know, we did a lot of shit with Shin Guard and For Your Health and stuff like that. Like we've worked with heavier bands, but we're not like traditionally like, we don't put on heavier shows, you know. Yeah, we're not
absolutely.
The Toledo hardcore kids hate us. You know what I mean? Like,
I think they hate everything. So not your fault. But
true. I grew up in Toledo. I can talk shit about it as much as I want. Like, I was born there and moved to BG. It's not any better.
Fair enough. I mean, I don't know. I've only spent a very small amount of time that direction. We're all from Cincinnati here, and I moved to Columbus a few years back, but. That's about as, like, aside from coming to, like, an occasional show or fest or whatever, like, I really don't get out that way very often.
There's not much to do.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I go to Detroit more often than not, you know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
I did before COVID, and especially now, like, I was just in Detroit to see Bugsy, you know what I mean? Like, I was in Detroit before that, you know, to see Seaholm and to see Retirement Party and Carly Cosgrove. God. Again, Carly Cosgrove, they're my fucking fixation right now.
Goddamn same.
A goddamn band. Live nuts too.
Every single time that I listen to a song on that album, I have to go back and listen to the entire album again. It's nuts. Vicious, dangerous cycle that I can't break myself out of.
It's like it's like a drug.
Yeah, it is. Goddamn, that album is so good.
What a band.
I know. They're so nice.
And they're sweethearts. They're so sweet.
Just to get back to Ryland, thank you, Ryland, for putting fucking Carly Cosgrove on my map, on my radar, because they're one of my favorite goddamn bands of the last like 3 years. Like they had them on the Gami Minecraft whatever.
Yeah, I didn't know that that's how that happened, but that's like not surprising. Like that just makes
I had never heard sense. Of Carly Cosgrove before, ever before that.
That rocks.
And they're so goddamn good.
Dude. Yeah, they're unbelievable. Absolutely unreal. You mentioned, and I know I'm sure as a product of COVID or otherwise, that the Shack itself is not doing shows at the house anymore, which makes sense. I am kind of curious about the switch over to doing like the Shack TV stuff as well. Like how has that been? How has that been going?
I guess. I mean, honestly, like the switch to not doing shows at the house anymore is a product of I've lived in this house for 10 years.
Right.
And I've had, 30 plus roommates over those 10 years.
Right.
And I took mushrooms in South Carolina and realized that I wanted to live alone with my girlfriend. So it's just me and Lisa here now. Hey. Dear God, it's so wonderful.
I love that for you. That's incredible.
Like, we're still in the process of like making the house habitable, you know, habitable after being a college house for 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, a college house for 6 years and then a show house after that. God, I don't know how it got worse.
Yeah. I don't know what's better, but both.
But yeah, that was just a switch of like, that's like, I, you know, I'm cool with all my old roommates. And I loved having like a ton of people live here. At one point we had like 8 people living here.
Yeah.
It was just a bunch of couples who were all sharing rooms, and it was just like, you know.
Absolutely.
But dear God, I love living alone. I can do whatever I want. Like, Lisa and I can do whatever we want. We can say whatever we want. We can scream and yell. You know what I mean? Like, we can just like be ridiculous. And we've got a tiny little chihuahua, Blakely, who's an angel. And we got a crazy lizard man cat named Hobbs, and he's a menace, but I love him.
Hell yeah.
Like, that's, it's a wonderful, like, that's, I'll be that. That's why the Shack's not doing shows.
I mean, hey, go off. Go off.
Honestly. It's probably so pleasant, like building that kind of like life and ecosystem in a house that you have, I'm assuming, a lot of positive memories of fucking shows and shit. Like,
like truly a way to build a home. I like making the memories there first. That's such a key, such a play. I love that for you. What a move. And honestly, go off. You deserve a nice place to live. You've done enough.
The garage is still like, it's still our practice space. It's still where we film shit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, we're probably going to do more Shack TVs in the future. We're just kind of, that was a, audio engineering's hard, TM.
Oh God. I can like barely figure this out. So I, 100% know what you mean. Not the easy thing to do.
But yeah, sorry. What was your question?
It's okay. That happens a lot. That happens a lot.
I don't remember, but I feel like you answered it.
Transitioning from COVID to not COVID again.
Oh, why
the Shack's not doing shows. Yeah, I got there.
Yeah.
It's weird. I still am weird about going places. I still don't go places very often. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I love going to shows, and I love seeing people I haven't seen in 2.5-3 years. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's nice to be doing it again. Honestly, I'm so excited for Coachella just because I'm so excited to see so many people that I wasn't sure if I'd ever see him again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's uncertainty for such a long time is so weird and like off-putting and scary to be in. It sucks. But believe it or not, COVID sucked, you guys.
It was terrible. Took 2 years of my life and added 60 pounds. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Turns out not leaving the house and eating like garbage does things to your body.
Yeah, my body is wild, like, revolting against me at all times.
But yeah, you know, I feel like you just got to kind of say fuck it, like wear a mask when you're in crowds.
Yep.
And not outside, like, you know, that's what we're doing right now.
Yep.
And some people aren't going to wear them and whatever. I don't know. What can an individual do?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
which is the point.
You can only do so much. I think even as an organizer of something, you at some point have to be like, it's not going to get better. It's not, we are past, I think like there was that little period, you know, when everyone talks about COVID, they always start with
hope. Well, the hope era.
We thought it was going to be 2 weeks at first, you know, we didn't know if it was going to be 2 weeks or 2 months. And that's how everybody starts talking about COVID. There was that. And then there was like, oh, this might be about a year. And then I think right at about a year, everyone was like, it's just never going away. It's just going to be like this forever. This is just literally something that we have to live with. So it's figuring out how to either exist in that space in a way that's not going to fucking hurt people and to be like respectful of everybody's space. Or you just like stay inside and die, which I do that too. I mean, don't get me wrong. Depending on the day, like I go back and forth, but you got to have the good days and the bad. You got to have the good days to balance out the bad. You got to have the good
days. I hate the phrase new normal, but like it is straight up. Like, yeah, that's what it is. That's it sucks, what it is right
like,
now.
Yeah, here we are. Like it's
for
it's,
now.
Yep. True.
Let's talk about cool.
Let's talk about fun shit.
I spent the last 2 years thinking about all this stuff. Yeah, I don't want to talk about
True. Okay. Well, I will. Okay. I will ask about this in a way that you don't have to answer too much because I don't know how much of it is like actually real or happening. But as far as like the whole Summit Shack cinematic universe, like I feel like there's a big umbrella project encompassing all of those things, like the fest, the shows, whatever. The band, you're in a band, you're in Half Kidding, no?
Yeah.
How has that been? How are you guys doing? How are things coming?
Half Kidding's finally, like, we were slated to release with a label. And it was originally slated to release like a year ago, and then it was like supposed to release 6 months ago. And then the things came to fruition and the label was no longer to, you know, release stuff for bands at the moment. So they, you know, relinquished contracts and everything. No Bad Blood, love them to death. Wonderful people. Running a label is hard, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the music shit, no matter what music shit you do, you're fucked. Right. unless you hit your boned, you know what I mean? And you have your side hustle, but.
Oh shit. Yeah.
So like, you know, I could never blame them one bit, but we're finally, we're planning on releasing that. First single's coming out Monday.
The fuck? Holy shit.
May 30th.
Damn.
Hell yeah. So by the time you listen to this,
yeah, it'll probably be out by the time this is. Half we'll Kidding. Have to plug that.
It's called Alpaca. It was supposed to be called Alpaca Bowl, and then we were high in the garage and we're like, is that cringe? And we're like, it's kind of cringe. So we just got rid of bowl and now it's just Alpaca.
That's
Mike is
honestly,
the jury's
I think that's
out.
The perfect amount of cringe.
Yeah.
You think?
Absolutely.
I think so, but
you think I could edit the DistroKid? No, yeah. They wouldn't let me do that right now. Will that affect our percentage of Spotify playlisting odds? I don't know.
Who knows? They take away the password.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
God, you're right. This sucks. All of this sucks. You're not wrong. Damn.
We're releasing music, and then once that's out, I will pick an arbitrary date 4 weeks after the 30th, because that's what they tell me I should do for releasing songs. So that's going to come out an arbitrary 4 weeks after the 30th, and then the album 4 weeks after that.
Well, yeah, I'm glad that we're finally I'm glad we're finally getting it. I was such a big fan of American Spirits. I've seen you guys before, so I'm very stoked for new music. That shit rocks.
Have I met any of you in person before?
No, I don't think we've ever met in person. I certainly don't think you would have met either of them. I think I've seen American Spirits a handful of times. The last time, I'm trying to think of what else we were doing this night. The last time I saw you guys play was at the Donato's basement in Columbus.
Yeah.
I don't remember who else was on that show, but I'm pretty sure.
I think one of the last shows we played, though, it might have been the Sondies on that one. Sonderbombs.
Maybe. I feel like
it might have been Whale Bones.
I think it was that one because no Tino shade. I was there to see.
Trying to think of Columbus bands that we've played or like bands we've played with in Columbus that I can remember.
Yeah. I think it was probably that show because I think I saw the whole Saunders Bombs concert. But the reason I bring this specific one up is because I remember the last time that I saw you guys live. I was with another friend who wanted to go to a different show that night that was at Ace of Cups. And I was like, I want to go to see this one, whatever. Like, but I'm more interested in the first two bands that are playing. And this show starts 2 hours earlier. So let's go to the first half of this show and then go to your show. So that's what we did.
Smart gigging, baby.
Efficient gigging, two gigs in one night. We do love to see it. The problem with that was at that night at Donato's basement, for whatever reason, they were doing like $2 or $3 Long Island iced teas.
I love Long Island iced teas.
Yeah, I'm normally like not. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. They're fine, but like, you definitely are going to be drinking those if you want to get fucking blasted.
I just
Keelan,
love
have you had a Long
good.
Island yet?
Me?
Yeah, Keelan, have you had a Long Island yet?
No.
Oh, we gotta get Keelan a Long Island. Keelan's
we gotta
just
get you a
getting
Long
into
Island.
Drinking as of like recently. So
if you want one drink that's going to get you there, it's a Long Island because
it's
just
a
bunch
of liquors,
different liquors
and it
put
tastes
together.
Good.
It does Dude, taste good.
So
I don't
you
know
drink
why
it fast.
Good.
I'm gonna be real with you. I feel like just an Irish ass is just gonna get my ass up.
I mean, yeah, Keelan got really into this whiskey drink that they had at Burrito Fest. We just went to a fest in Cincy. But you're, yeah, Keelan, you need to have some of those drinks because I'm pretty sure I had like probably three or four of them in like really quick succession and then left the venue, which was not the move. And then immediately went to a different show. So we like got an Uber just up High Street because it's just like the different, it's just like several miles up the same street in Columbus.
Second gig probably banged.
Have any of you been to a show at Ace of Cups? I don't know if either two of you have.
I don't think so.
Nope.
I think that was one of the Columbus spots we never hit.
So the area in which they are normal, I mean, it's basically just like the stage and little open area and then a bar on the other wall. Like it's a pretty decent setup. And then they have
all you need.
Yeah, exactly. Like very, this space is made for shows. Like don't get me. It's pretty perfect. For whatever reason, the little area that they normally set up merch on is like probably 5 feet raised off the ground. And there are just like three or four little steps to get up to it. And I was so drunk that night and like just walking around. And I like, you know, my friends are carrying me around from place to place. And I walked up there to see the merch. And I didn't know that there was a step because I'd never been in the venue. And I like fully fell off of the side. Like I was caught by two. Oh my God. We were seeing a like, oh fuck. What do you even call them? They're like an Irish folk band or something. I'm going to look it up.
That's perfect band to be tanked to though. Are you kidding? A
band called Brave the Sea. What are they called? Nautical Brave Nonsense and Shanty Shenanigans. They're
that's
a local
sick
band.
That sounds awesome. I'm not going to lie.
Listen, they kind of kick ass. I'm not going to lie. They kind of kick ass.
I love really niche locals like that. Cause they're usually just like absurdly talented and just like in a weird pocket.
But there were like big burly men at the show and I'm a pretty big dude already. And they like, caught me so gracefully and like just sat me down nicely. It was awesome. It was so good.
I got to hit up Ace of Cups. Place sounds great.
Yeah, that place does rock. What a good place to see a show. I feel like that's a pretty decent spot for a break. Do we want to do a little break? How are we feeling?
I need water.
You want water. All right, let's do a little ad read, then we'll come back and then we'll finish things up here. But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Jacob.
Hey, what's
podcasting up? Sure is fun.
Yeah.
Especially when we talk over each other a lot and stuff.
Yep.
When we're doing the ad read.
We love to read ads.
But it has been so fun starting a podcast with you. And I just wanted to let the people at home know that they too can start a podcast with their third best friend using Buzzsprout, the platform that we use to host this. Hey, yep. Buzzsprout rocks, Jacob. What? We click like two buttons and the episode is posted?
I honest to God, I have nothing but nice things to say about them. They've been so good to us. It's not super expensive. It's super easy. It's super reliable. It legitimately rocks.
And people at home, you like shopping, you like buying things, following the link in the show notes down below on whatever the fuck we post this on. Let's Buzzsprout know that we sent you and you get a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan.
That's money.
And that directly helps support the show. Cool. Like we said, we use the platform. We fucking love it. Like us two idiots can figure it out. You probably can. And just a couple of helpful tips if someone is out there looking to do a podcast. In addition to using Buzzsprout, you're going to want to start with some gear that you already have in a quiet space. Sure. You know, I've got my little setup. I've got my microphone. Webcam helps a little bit sometimes. So you can like raise a finger when your friend is talking too much and you have an idea.
Really interesting bullet point there.
And if you want to upgrade, which we had to do for Banjuary and Bandruary, Buzzsprout has a ton of guides to help you find the right equipment at the right price. Or you could buy a dog shit microphone like Jacob. Buzzsprout gets your show listed in every major podcast platform. That's why you can hear us on Spotify. And that's pretty much where everybody listens to us. But we're on all the other ones. We're on all the other ones.
Yeah.
They get you a little website that you can use, audio players that you can put you know, embed in other websites, analytics, so we can find out that people are listening. They're either listening on a VPN or they're listening from France.
The little preview guys that we always post for the shows, also just free through Buzzsprout, so pretty sick.
Yeah. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners. The team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. We love them. You can join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Back to the show.
Connor, I am so sorry.
Nah.
Let's get this shit rolling.
Yeah, let's fucking, let's beat the, let's, I could, I don't, I can't think of one. I don't have one for that.
Hi, welcome to Newsic. This is Newsic. We don't have any, so goodbye.
wait, I have a Newsic.
Keelan, you have a Newsic?
Yeah,
Oh, I guess if we're not doing it, we have to explain it. Welcome to Newsic. This is music news. It's, music, it's in the name. That's why it's called Newsic.
What's your Newsic?
I don't know. There was like a little mini kind of like Ohio's for Lovers Fest announced. Cincinnati, Riverbend, bunch of bands.
That's actually a good point, Keelan. Thank you for bringing that up.
All right, yeah. Okay, the Descendants are like the headliners, and Hawthorne Heights, and a bunch of other bands. All right, that's it. Newsic's over.
Well, I already played the outro music, so Newsic was already over.
You're not counting that as Newsic. Sorry, dude.
So, okay.
We can't count it. It was after the outro played, so sorry. But we'll see if we can get it on the next one, but I do appreciate you sharing. For the latter half of the show, I did have a little exercise that I wanted us all to do. I thought that it could be a little bit of a fun, just a fun brain experiment to do.
We're not doing improv again, are we?
we're not doing improv again. Okay. Good Lord, no. I would never subject you to that.
And I would never subject the listeners to you two doing improv ever again.
I did a good Mitt Romney.
You did a fucking awesome Mitt Romney, dude. You absolutely did. I'm not going to deny that.
Thank you.
You fucking killed the Mitt Romney game. Okay, for this little experiment, or whatever you want to call it, we've been talking a lot about fest and music and live music and stuff. I thought that it would be fun. I'm sure we all daydream all day, every day, about what we would do if we could just put together the fest of our dreams or whatever. So I want to, build on that a little bit. I want to basically, Minecraft, like, creative mode, money is no object. We're building a fest. I want to know the details. If you get the big contract for the big record company or whatever, and you get to put together the big fest or whatever, exactly what you want, anything that you'd want to do. I think maybe a good place to start might be like a location. We can all do separate ones, or we can do one together, whatever anybody prefers. Does anybody have anywhere that they've kind of always wanted to see a concert at, or wanted to go to a concert at?
The Red Rocks in Colorado.
True.
I mean, that's a fair answer. I mean, that's a very fair answer. If we're gonna do it, we might as well go big. So fuck it. Let's do it at Red Rocks. I'm down for that. We can do a fest there. That'd be pretty sick.
All right, their max capacity is 9,500.
Okay. I mean, I
just
feel like that.
An idea. Yeah.
I feel like that gives us a pretty good range to work with, as far as size of act. So, are we thinking something that has a more like focused sound, or something that's like a wider range of music, something that's going to draw a bunch of people in? Or
I mean,
like,
that was
definitely my first question. Was like, is this like the dream fest for a goer, like us personally, or is this like also have to be like feasible?
I think that I want to try to keep it like somewhat grounded in reality, but
got you. Okay.
But I think absolutely like make it the fest of your, like anything that you think would rock and that you've always wanted to see, I think is totally fair game. Like I said, unlimited money, unlimited bands, anybody else, you know, whatever, anybody you want to do it. I will say, I know it happens all the time, you know. We got big bands getting back together all the time. You got MCR playing all those big shows now. If you want to do a band that is currently broken up, maybe we'll do like one that'll like maybe play it as their reunion or something. So if anybody has a band that they like can't see that they've been dying to, that you know,
replacements.
You want to now? Is that? I also feel like it should maybe be someone that would headline it. Is that a headliner? I don't really know. I don't know. That word. I don't
know. They're a headliner in my eyes, but they're like a headliner in the sense that
like where are they at on the poster? Yeah. I guess is my point. Like mid-sized text. Are they at the, on the top line? The very small font at the very bottom, like.
See, I'm kind of picturing the poster right now, and I can already see the Limp Bizkit Korn co-headliner. So I think anybody else that we're gonna bill needs to be somewhere underneath that, at least for one of the days. How many days?
Oh my god!
Yeah, I was thinking three. I was thinking 3 days.
Yeah, I think 3 day fest. I guess that's probably fair.
It gives us a little bit more room thematically.
You absolutely, know, you can have the a new bit metal of breathing thing. Room. Yeah, you're right, Robin. Let's have a new metal night for you.
Okay, so I get to do a new metal day. Keelan, what day do you get to do?
My bullshit day.
What is that?
Okay, Celtic Woman is going to be the headliner on Keelan's day.
Connor, what's your day? What's your theme?
I don't know if I'm thinking theme. I was just like, as soon as you said a band that's broken up that I've always wanted to see, and I know it's not.
Well, reunion day could be, that's, you know, that could be a big theme of the one day. So yeah, you want to see the reunion band.
I don't know if this is like a cliche pick, but Daft Punk.
Oh man. I mean, that would be fucking goddamn seeing them at Red Rocks or something. That would be pretty
and
awesome.
Daft Punk.
Oh my god.
Daft Punk, I think, is very much a Sunday act. Like I saw, Sunday I feel like Lollapalooza. Sure. I saw like Skrillex on Sunday. I feel like Daft Punk's like a Sunday.
Yeah,
and I feel like nu metal's probably Friday. You don't want to put nu metal on Saturday.
Yeah,
I think Daft Punk's just a band that like no matter what you're into, like whatever your niche is, you know, like for listening, I feel like. Most people fuck with at least a bit of Daft Punk.
100%. I was going to say, like, I feel like a Daft Punk is a really good pick because you're not throwing yourself into a box anywhere. Like, you're not niching the entire day by having them headline it. Like, that's perfect.
They
could
play, they could play anywhere.
Exactly. Know? They could play anywhere and people are jamming. So I think that's a great pick. Absolutely. Mid-level bands, what are your thoughts? Like, I guess, I don't know, Rube, like, new metal wise, like who are your mid to not so heavy hitters that you would have?
Mid to not so heavy hitters in the new metal day. Okay.
So surprisingly, Papa Roach like never headlines any of the new metal fests.
Well,
is this me outing myself as a frequent new metal fest goer? Rock on the Range, Louder Than Life.
I'm positive you've outed yourself several times as a new metal fan on this podcast.
I've been to probably a total of like 10 of the fests that guy puts on.
You've seen a lot of bands that I would want to see though.
So, yeah,
like, I don't blame you in the slightest. I had a new metal phase. Like System was one of my first bands, so I had to go down that. You know,
that's
what I mean?
One that's still. Hold on, I have to delete my Limp Bizkit and Korn, and I have to put System of a Down because I actually haven't seen them, and now I'm kind of scared to after all those people like fucking got trampled or whatever at their one show in the mud or whatever, which wasn't great.
Like recently, or are you talking about the one from like the early 2000s?
Oh no, there was one like 6 years ago.
Priority for our fest is going to be safety standards. We are going to have safety in place so that people are not trampled to death.
If we're doing it at Red Rocks, then there's only what like a 9,500 cap. True. I feel like that's like safe, and we could like reasonably limit that in that big space.
You're right.
It's a lot of seating too. Like it's not really like there's GA, but like there's a lot of seating at Red Rocks.
People doing a wall of death at Red Rocks.
But safety standards aside, I think System is the headliner.
Yep.
I feel like a Papa Roach, and like maybe like a Mudvayne. As like the ones that are on the stage, like next to the main stage, because there's two main stages.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you can just stand in one spot and watch the whole thing. And then there's like a side stage where you can go see like
the full
Palisades or something.
me seeing 303 and Broken Side at the same time accidentally at Warped Tour.
Hell yeah.
That rocks. I feel like that's a very interesting combo.
It was Warped Tour was always had some wild shit. Like, I didn't honestly, like, as when I was going, like, as a teenager to Warped Tour, and I think I went once when I was, like, 20. I'm 29, by the way. I'm old as shit. But, like,
you're not old.
I don't know. I didn't appreciate Warped Tour. I didn't appreciate what I had.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I look at it that way as well. I only went a handful of times, and it wasn't until a little bit later on. And it definitely sucked in a lot of ways, but you really do get some bang for your buck as far as music.
I think speaking the problem of Warped Tour, sorry, would anyone be opposed to Attack on the bill?
Absolutely not.
I think that's a great.
Thank honestly, God. I'm in such good company.
Attack, I think, honestly brings us to a really interesting question on whether or not, like, where Enter Shikari is playing. Is that on Keelan's night?
Oh, 100%.
Is that on Robin's night? Because both of you boys, I feel like, have been fighting over this band now.
Well, we like very different eras, so I think saying. on my night
we get they play two nights.
Yeah, two sets.
On my night they play fucking Minesweep and the one before it with the big red triangle. The other one. System Meltdown is the openers. I don't remember the fucking name.
Yeah,
I don't
and either. And mine they do Take to the Skies and The Spark.
Yeah, they do like the first real heavy shit and then like the soft later stuff.
Damn, two night Enter Shikari event. Okay, yeah. Fuck it. Why not?
That's it's such a selling fest. Point for so many people, though.
Yeah, it would be. I would go to the first night. I'd go to both nights. We gotta get you into some of the other stuff from them.
Okay, all right. So, headliner.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Replacements. I don't care. Replacements. They're fucking headlining.
Hey, fair. This is
I need to look up the Replacements. I need to look up the Replacements.
Oh,
also, we're...
What?
We're kind of taking over this little thing. I want to delve into the attack point for just a second. Before we move on to anything else, I feel like we have... Do we each get a reunion?
I mean,
oh, yeah. Attack's not a band, you're right.
I don't want to.
Well, they are.
I don't want to be limited.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they put out an album like last year.
No shit.
If it's feasible for them to play it, I think it's fair. I mean, just don't be saying like people that are dead.
Well, yeah,
these are all feasible. These are all feasible.
I think these are all feasible so far
for an amount of money anybody can be bought. I'm almost certain.
I just said MCR is playing against. Yeah,
like, yeah, and this is Minecraft creative mode, so
exactly
I think
exactly right.
As long as they're alive,
yeah. The money is no object. I'm writing all the big fat checks.
If we could get Caleb era attack, I think that would be my like
100%.
Maybe not the Genty stuff. You know, I didn't really fuck with that.
I love a little bit of the Genty stuff. I really do.
I liked it at the time, but I like can't go back to it.
Felt okay. No, I feel that. The Replacements. Oh shit! This is an 80s.
This is a movie. This is a movie, Keelan.
No,
it's exactly what I said. I was like, "That's a movie." Hold on.
It's a band from the 80s. If you just listen to the albums, Let It Be.
Oh, they're from Minneapolis. I agree. Yeah. Minneapolis is goated.
Like, do you know the band Husker Du?
Husker Du?
I know. Yeah.
Isn't it Husker Du?
It's probably Husker Du. I just always
have an album called Hoot Nanny.
Husker Du, yeah, so like they're from like that same sort of sound time period area of like scene.
Okay, so you're getting some old dudes from the 80s. It's your day.
Hold
it's
on,
your
what's
day,
their
man.
Hit?
Uh-huh.
What's their hit? What was the song I would know by the Replacements? You know?
Probably Alex Chilton.
Most likely. I do
Wait,
know that song actually.
Alex, isn't that a rock band?
Yeah, that's a
rock band. He was a rock band and or like a performer in the 70s.
No, on
oh, this
rock
is a riff,
band
dude.
Was the question. No, like the riff, on the video game rock band.
On the
band.
Video game rock band.
Yeah.
No, this is a riff. Good pick, dude. Already. Just that riff's catchy.
Yeah.
I do know that song. That actually rocks.
But my favorite song by them is Unsatisfied. But anyway, but I'm gonna have a two headliner, and also I'm just gonna break the rules. There's gonna be another reunion. The Smiths. We're getting the Replacements and the Smiths.
No,
dude, I break the rules. I don't care.
Wow.
Who cares? What?
Do we have to do it?
I love them.
I mean, we said money is no object.
It's just that Morrissey sucks is my problem.
Look. Don't bring it up.
This could be a rumor, but I feel like the last thing I read about Morrissey is that if he's going to be playing somewhere, meat is not allowed within 25 miles of the venue. So you're telling me that none of the bands here can eat meat the entire 3 days just because Morrissey like wants to kind of
be there? We're paying Morrissey a lot of money to overlook it. Like a lot of money.
He's not being a freak for the time that he's there?
Yeah, like...
Okay, I'm fine with
Minecraft's
that.
Minecraft's creative mode.
I guess you're
mode.
Right. You're right. Yeah. We're on peaceful, so...
He's and like then, not like, coming after you. Like, underneath that, we're getting the... We're... My bands, I guess... I don't know. It's probably going to be, like, the story so far.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You're, like, leaning into the pop punk shit a little bit, too?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, too, like, a new 80s new wave and, like, a punk with a pop sound band. I don't know how else to put it.
I get that.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the evolution of it, you know?
Yeah, and true.
Am I outing myself if I say I've never listened to the story so far?
No, you're not outing
yourself.
No,
that's fine.
Rob is not a fan.
There's a lot of bands. There's a lot of bands that are like staples, especially in like the scene that the Shack ended up like booking in, like the DIY emo whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which I love a lot of the shit in, don't get me wrong. But like a lot of the staples I have not listened to.
I think that's perfectly fair. I have a lot of bands that I've just never listened to. Not even on purpose, but just like Keelan was in like in the what was it in the group chat today. You're like, what do we think of Set Your Goals? I don't think I've ever heard a Set Your Goals song. They're probably rip. Like I've heard they're good, but I don't think I've ever
Set Your Goals to. Sounds like a cringe band with riffs. I know nothing about them, but I think they would have like a sign
exactly
like neon lights on the stage that say Set Your Goals.
Yep.
I think they posi jump. For yep. sure.
Absolutely.
And I think they've got rips. Fucking riffs, dude.
Yeah, it probably kind of rips a little bit, but I've never heard a minute of it in my life. So, but there are definitely several bands like that for me, too, where it's just like, I don't...
You can just tell from the name.
Yeah, I don't engage, and it's not like in a negative way, but it's just like, it's not for me. I'm not doing that.
Holy shit, they're from like 2008.
Set your...
They're old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I came across them from like Enter Shikari Radio.
So y'all are, you said from Columbus and Cincy.
Yeah.
This is like a reach, but were any of you familiar with City Lights?
No.
They were like an easy core pop punk like era, like Attack era pop punk band out of Columbus.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
And they, my cousin was the bassist in this band, and they have, I think, unironically and ironically, like the hardest pit call like before a breakdown in an easy core song, and it's literally with my friends.
That kind of does rock. Damn,
it's
that does
wild
hit. That does.
And
I was
like in high school and doing, you know, whatever when my cousin was touring, and like he stayed at my house once, and I was like, he's in a band, why does he need to stay at our house?
Yeah.
Like, I remember actively thinking that, and looking back, like, I thought my cousin was making money because he was playing, like, moderately big shows.
That's so good. That's
and
incredible.
I was just like, City Lights plays, like, good shows. Like, what's the deal? Why are they sleeping here?
Yeah.
And I was learning drums at the time, and their drummer at the time, who, God forbid I could remember his name, taught me, like, some sort of beat.
Hell yeah.
And that was really cool. But it was just like, man, I didn't appreciate that at the time either. I could have been seeing mad City Lights gigs and like getting right. down to the with my friends like breakdown call.
Exactly.
I delved
a little bit into that. I think a few years back when I was going through like a big pop punk phase in Cincinnati, I was like digging into some of those bands, but I haven't kept up with it at all. I know we mentioned Attack a little bit. Johnny Frank is still active. He's still doing stuff in Columbus. I don't know. Like, I don't know how many people know that, but he's like in a band still making music.
That's tight.
I don't know a whole lot of it. I think a Tiger Made of Lightning might have shouted them out when they were on the podcast. It's a band called Bill Murray, but not.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with them. RB, Save Face, Get Tough, Stay Tough.
Yeah.
Weekdays on billion other things. Did a lot of stuff with Bill Murray when like Spirits was still doing shows.
Hell yeah. RB rocks. We've talked about RB a handful of times on this show before.
One of the
RB
chillest,
did the art for
chillest
the only,
people I've met.
The only show that I've ever successfully booked that they did the poster for. So very, very sick. Can we get RB to play on the best? Can we get Save Phase in here one of these days or something? Like let's just get one of the RB Extended Universe projects in here.
For the pod, I bet.
Well, I mean for the fest that we were booking, but also that. Oh. I mean both, but for the fest. I mean,
if you want Save Phase on the pod, I could ask.
Well, I feel like don't get me wrong, we'll get there when we get there. We'll talk off mic, but
all right.
I also feel like we could put them on the fest there. I feel like they would fit.
Yeah,
I really been fucking with that. I think put them on Saturday. Put them on Keelan.
Put them on the new metal state on the new metal day.
I'll put them on that day.
Hell yeah! Okay, awesome. Okay, so I feel like we have a little bit mapped out on the new metal day. We have a little bit on Saturday with like the little punk. Kind of what's the vibe on Sunday here with Daft Punk? We got Daft Punk and Attack on the same day. Like what else?
Dude, if we're really going, if the theme for Sunday is Fever Dream and we're doing like, oh dude, this is really outing myself.
Please,
Dream Please. Theater.
Yeah, yeah, fucking let's go.
Unironically, and I've said that word a million times. I don't know why I keep saying it. But Dream Theaters, they were my fucking shit. I almost got a Magisterium tattoo. Thank God I didn't. But
that's wait, so good.
Is Dream Theater not cool anymore? Like what?
Dream Theater was never cool, man.
I don't know, man.
As someone who really liked Dream Theater, liking Dream Theater was never it. At least when I was in school.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna take I
wore
away my
senior pictures. I wore my Dream Theater shirt.
That's fucking incredible.
I'll post it in the Discord.
Yeah, hell yes.
Dear God.
Oh my God, that's
I've
so
got
good.
Such a troubled past, man.
I have to take Enter Shikari off of my day.
Why?
What?
Because I need to put Porcupine Tree on.
Yes! Whoa. You're my favorite person in the whole goddamn world. I love Porcupine Tree.
Okay,
I
just bought
like Evan six Harrison of their vinyls. Is by and large my favorite drummer in the world.
Oh,
I Evan Harrison is a magician. Oh,
I give out Pep. Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Replacements, the Smiths, and Opeth.
Every day's a fever dream.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And Enter Shikari, but specific two albums. And Turnstile. I get Turnstile. Fuck it.
Turnstile can go on any day.
That's so fucking good. I literally
We need more for Sunday. We need more for Sunday.
Yeah, what else is okay, yeah. What else is on Sunday? Turnstile is good for Sunday.
We have Dream Theater Attack.
Turnstile is down. Oh shit.
Here we go. Copy image. Alright, here you go. Here's the senior picture.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
White t-shirt. Under the Dream
That's
Theater
so
shirt.
So hard. That goes so
Schools
hard.
From shoes from Catholic school and like the worst denim jeans that anyone could wear and wireframe glasses. I destroyed these. I bodied my senior pictures.
Yeah, you absolutely did.
With the like copyright. Doors and like shutters in the background, the like real black and gray aesthetic.
Oh,
hell
man.
Yeah.
And the fact that you definitely did not pay for it because it's got the wall all over it. Oh, hell no. Yes.
And just smile.
Oh, here we go. And this one. This one's somehow worse.
That's good. I'm so glad that you committed to the Dream Theater shirt. And just once, and let me put a symbol too. Like,
oh man, dude, I brought the, it's the worst sounding splash that anyone's ever had.
Man, it almost looks photoshopped onto does, your arm. It looks like you're wearing it like a buckler.
I wish I could figure out who took these photos and like talk to them and be like, what was going through your head?
Oh my God, those are so good.
That's why Dream Theater's on the fest.
Yeah, that is why Dream Theater's on the fest.
Is Slipknot on any of our days yet?
I'll take
just the keg. It's Slipknot, but it's we could after all these other exorbitant costs, we could only afford the guy with the keg.
It's gonna be System of a Down featuring Clown from Slipknot, yes! And they'll play like a couple Slipknot songs.
Beautiful.
Oh shit.
That's how I would want my Slipknot anyway.
Yeah.
Can Justin Bieber come out for Psychosocial Baby by System of a Down featuring Clown? We can pay for one Biebs song. He's a little washed out right now, right?
He's not doing great. He's probably at the show anyway. Honestly, he's just there for the music.
Okay, he actually kind of put out a couple bangers.
Yeah, wait.
I said it again. Fuck my shit. I like a lot of Justin Bieber songs. They're catchy as hell and decent pop music, and I actually really like the shit he did with Skrillex and Diplo.
I legit love the song "Where Are You Now."
It's like, so good.
It's so good. I feel like it'd make a great like cover as well. Like just get. I don't know.
Keelan's looking at the "Our Last Night" cover.
Where are you now when I need you? And then the like shitty flute sample. Oh my god.
It's incredible.
Ooh. Speaking of flute, Keelan, I'm giving you on Saturday a folk metal band.
I'm getting fucking Ines Mona.
Yeah, the one that did Ines Mona.
Oh, what's her name?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
You are going to put a band on here on an audio format podcast that you don't know how to pronounce?
Same.
Alluvietti?
Yeah, Alluvietti.
Thank you. Yeah, they have their lead singer plays the piccolo, and there's a song where they do this like it's all folk metal.
Might be like Eluvete. I don't know.
It's Swiss.
Swiss.
It could be.
They are
from Switzerland. It's Swiss. It's a Swiss band playing Celtic folk metal.
The singer
whips out a fucking piccolo in lieu of a guitar solo on one of the songs, and it rips.
You know what? You've played that for me before, and it does rip. That shit rips. Play that piccolo like it's never played before.
Who's the band that did the flute solos in the 70s?
Jethro Tull.
Jethro Tull's on the Replacements Day.
How am I getting all these fucking...
Are any of them dead?
Probably, but it's fine.
I'm pretty sure, like, half that band's
dead. Is that a morbid thing to Google?
Is anyone in Jethro Tull dead? Glenn Cornick, Jethro Tull's original bass player, had died.
Well,
damn.
Oh,
I mean that's not great, but we can get him. Never mind. We can get him.
We'll just have RB fill in on bass.
Literally.
True.
Oh shit.
That's perfect.
And then when you get to the tiny lines on my day, we're gonna get microwave.
Yep.
Because I got here vomit that's live.
That's a hit.
Absolutely. I'm literally wearing my microwave shirt.
Damn, you are.
Carly Cosgrove. I stole.
100%. You can't steal Carly Cosgrove.
All 3 days.
Padfoot.
You're right.
Gotta get Padfoot in there.
Okay.
And arm's length.
Keelan just really qualified at this point.
Keelan, your day gets Padfoot. I feel like we gotta give Connor Carly Cosgrove.
Yeah.
Carly Cosgrove's got to be at least on all 3 days, though. Because I want a standing upright bass acoustic Carly Cosgrove.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, as well.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Because I got to see that, too.
How about this? We get Carly Cosgrove to play an acoustic set on Friday.
On the new metal day?
Fine. We'll have Carly Cosgrove do the regular set on Friday, and then they'll do the acoustic set on Sunday. And then they'll hang out with us all day on Saturday.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Best day ever.
Yeah. That would be dope. I feel like I feel like it makes sense that Saturdays are most full because that's like the fullest day of the weekend. God, that was the dumbest sentence I've ever said in my life.
But so true.
But it made sense. I stand by what I said.
I knew exactly what you meant.
I stand by what I said.
This fest is hard.
Yeah, this fest is so hard for 9,500 people.
This is insane.
Tickets
are going to be like $750. Like,
and one of us is going to have to put together a poster for this.
Oh, shit. RB could do the poster too.
Yeah, that would be sick. Yeah, ignore the fact that your name is on there. Please don't listen. I'm very embarrassed.
but also print it on there, please.
Yeah, you're also playing with a band called Jethro Tull. I don't know if you know.
Little band you might have heard of.
Shit.
Sitting on a park bench.
Oh man.
So good though.
I feel like that's a very I think that's a pretty solid lineup. Do we have any room for any more? I feel like
is anyone in Steely Dan? Well, Steely Dan still plays out, don't they? No, they don't. There's no way.
I don't know. Is Dan alive? Oh,
are we going like full classic rock? Because
I mean, the Replacements set me on that path.
Because I mean, let's get Mountain on there. This is the Mississippi Queen on repeat. Well, you know what
I mean. I don't want to hear just that song.
Can Herman Lee from Dragon Force table the event for the Dragon Force Twitch?
That would be awesome.
Yes.
He leaned into it, Herman Lee. He did such a good job with like being the Dragon Force guy. And he just like full leaned into it. And he's doing so good. And he actually seems really happy. I'm real Hell happy yeah. for Herman Lee, dude. I really am.
Like, hell yeah. That's, I mean, as far as like really, like you said, like leaning into it the right way. I feel like, God damn, that's the way to do it. Make yourself happy. And
it's tough. It's tough to nail it like he did.
True. Let's fucking
so is he
Dragon
serving
Force
as more of like
Dragon
a Force like a
playing.
Host
let's
for
be
the
real.
Thing?
Let's not be coy. Cool. Dragon Force is playing.
Let's have him like host the thing and then also co-headline with Daft Punk.
Secret. Oh my God, Herman Lee and Daft Punk would go so hard though. Because like jokes aside, Herman Lee's an incredibly talented guitarist. Like
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh my God.
That would actually go so hard.
That would go wild. Damn.
Like a mashup set. Like, it's not Daft Punk and Dragon Force. It's like Daft Punk X Dragon Force.
Wow. The battle set.
That would be honestly insane.
That would be so fucking cool. We, like, the Scott Pilgrim, like, battle the bands facing each other or whatever. When they're doing the big dragons and stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
That wasn't even in the comic books, dude.
I don't care.
I was so mad when I saw the movie.
The movie's good.
Wait, what movie?
The books were better.
Shut up.
Wait, sorry, I missed it. What movie?
We're talking about the Bible.
okay.
I feel like...
come on.
I feel like we're pretty good there. Are we missing anything? I feel like that's a
what
pretty...
movie?
Can we get a read-off? Can we get a read-off of the days?
Oh, yeah. We've got System of a Down featuring Clown from Slipknot and a cameo from Justin Bieber for when System of a Down plays Psychosocial. So they can do the baby Psychosocial.
Oh, yes.
Under that, we've got Papa Roach and Mudvayne also man. Playing the main stage. You've got Porcupine Tree and Save Face.
Oh.
And then Carly Cosgrove.
Yes!
Doing the full band.
And that's just Friday, baby.
Okay, Saturday, we've got The Replacements and The Smiths co-headlining. I guess both getting back together. And we're paying Morrissey a ton of money to not be an asshole. Jethro Tull with RB. Enter Shikari and the Story So Far. Opeth and band I still can't pronounce. Microwave and Padfoot.
You forgot Turnstile. Turnstile's in there.
No, Turnstile's on Sunday. Sunday is
you fool.
Sunday is the Daft Punk X Dragon Force battle set. Then we've got Caleb Era, Attack, and Dream Theater also on the alternating main stages. The acoustic set from Carly Cosgrove as well as Turnstile and
Oh man. That goes so hard.
Every day.
Yeah. That rocks. That's so
That went so much better than I could have ever hoped.
Oh my God. It rocks at the rocks.
Oh,
because we're at the Red
Rock
Rocks.
At the Rocks.
Rock at the Rocks. There it is.
There it is.
This is
it writes itself.
We can't release this. We have to release this. I'm ready. I'm forming an LLC.
Real
right
quick,
now.
Real quick, explain to us how to make this a reality.
Yeah. Can you really quickly quit how to book a fest right now?
We know you're working on some other shit, but can you? We're talking. Shit. We're thinking 2023, maybe yeah. Q4 2022.
Yeah. Oh God.
Holy shit.
That was good. Hell
honestly,
yeah.
Like in a perfect world, you know, I'll get there at least to some extent. To book some just like some absolutely wackadoo shit that low key goes super hard, you know?
Well, the wackadoo shit I always find is like, it's always like a hindsight thing. It's like in the moment, you never really truly appreciate it because it's like you look back on it and you're like, God damn, I saw that band play to 50 people or whatever. And yeah. That's the real tea of it. So I think the key is getting in there and getting it striking while before the iron is hot, even, which I guess all of these bands are already popular or don't exist anymore. So not doing a very good job.
We're really only giving Carly Cosgrove the spotlight and safe base. We're really trying to jumpstart RB's career and Carly Cosgrove. That's the goal for the fest here. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, to be honest with you.
I'm and frankly, probably don't need a jumpstart already on a pretty massive trajectory.
Just on the way up for sure in every way imaginable. So I feel like that's pretty, God, I feel like that's pretty good. We got a quirky like name out of it. Even we have a theme kind of like just that it kind of like hits really hard, but I'm happy with that lineup. I don't see any massive holes or anything. I can't think of anything else. No weird quirks or anything of the fest, like Burrito Fest or whatever. We have that, but like, I don't even know if we need it. I think the talent is there, you know? We're going so hard riffs wise that we don't need to do any bits.
All of the drinks at the fest say like bourbon at the rocks instead of on the rocks.
Wow. Yeah. And that's just
it truly sells itself.
And then they put a fuckload of ice in it and like no alcohol.
way too much. You pay
$13.
Oh God!
But there will be bourbon there. Don't worry, there will be bourbon.
Oh man! Well, that's fun. I appreciate you doing that. That was a good time.
Yeah, that was a treat.
That was fun. I'll have to see if we can mock up a poster or something for that, but probably not. That actually would be embarrassing. Maybe not.
No, I'm gonna do it. So I'm gonna fucking do it, dude.
Your ass is gonna do it.
I kind of want to see it, honestly.
Bro, we have so long before we have to release this episode. It'll be fine. God.
You're right. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll put it together.
That's the promo for the episode. The day before the episode comes out, you drop our fest logo.
Yeah, just reading
this. You want to hear how this happened?
Yeah.
People start DMing us asking how to get like pre-sale tickets, and we're like, yo. We have like 300 followers, dude. We are not putting together a fest with System of a Down and Daft Punk
and Herman Lee. Although we should, I think that's the goal. We'll get there one day. We can do it. That was a treat. I appreciate you coming on. I frankly appreciate you coming on. Just overall, putting up with all of our shit.
Yeah,
putting up with
absolutely. This was a blast.
I got to fangirl a little bit, which was nice. I appreciate you putting up with that. We do usually have just kind of a quicker segment that we end up the show. We'll just sort of round things out with. We usually like to end by asking,
are there any new bands I should know about?
Are there any new bands we should know about, or like old bands, or basically just whatever? What are you fucking with currently? Well, you know, music wise, what would you want to point people towards as far as what you're listening to right now?
I mean, I feel like we've both done it the whole episode.
That's true. I guess we did just kind of do that.
And listen to Carly Cosgrove, you know, that's honestly like a lot of what I've been fucking with. And honestly, listen to Short Fictions.
Yes.
The shit that Sam and the gang have been putting out, like the last like three singles that they've done, all wonderful.
Agreed. I love that.
And they went back to like the Scramsy shit. And when they played my garage the first time in like 2018, we booked them like a hardcore bill, and they played like Sam was drumming and singing. It was knowing Short Fictions now, it like that tour was like insane, and they were playing their Scram shit, and like Sam was like drumming on that tour. It was just crazy. it was wild. And it was my first time meeting Alex Martin, who is off running the world.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Right. Salute Alex Martin. Like,
yeah.
They're doing everything they were doing everything all the time when I was in Soft Toss with Alex. Yeah. They're doing everything all the time now on a 10 times larger scale.
Crazy.
One of the hardest workers in the world.
Yeah.
Shout out Alex Martin.
Yeah, DIY shoulders on their back for several years.
Truly. Like, listen to Seaholm.
Hell yeah.
How many bands am I allowed to shout out?
As many as you want.
Because the new Seaholm is incredible. Chris and Austin are a wonderful rounding out of Pat for like the three piece that Seaholm is.
Hell yeah.
Their new stuff is it shines. The new Summer Brews, we just put out a music video that we helped make with our pals in Loonbase, who are behind Mindchella, and all the videos we've ever done are all Loonbase. It's Matt and Chance and Taylor. Summer Brews are the homies. Mike writes riffs.
Sure.
Shout out Summer Brews.
Yeah, we had plans on like way early, and we had we had Stan, but we didn't get a mic on at the time. But yeah, so I'm aware of Stan. Summer Brews rock.
Love Stan.
Stan is such a sweetheart. I what a wonderful person.
Stream casual use by Jimmy Montague.
Hell yeah!
A wildly underappreciated yacht rock album.
Hell yeah!
That's such a vibe. I showed it to my mom and she loved it. You know what I mean? And yeah. it's good. Like it's literally like summer boat hanging out with your shirt off music. You know what I mean?
That
like
rocks.
it's so good.
We're getting into that time, so that's perfect.
Never met Jimmy in person, but I love their demeanor online, you know?
Yeah.
And such a good album, super underappreciated. Yeah, that's honestly lot of what I've been fucking with.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you sharing me. I'm all very solid choices. Definitely co-sign those. What about you boys? Do you have anything else?
I don't think we've shouted it out yet, but the split, Edema Raw, the Camp Trash Weather Day Oolong, Michael Sarah Palin.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're right.
That rip.
I might have mentioned it during ad break or something.
I haven't listened to that yet, so I'm actually about to save that shit right now and listen to that
tomorrow. Oh, absolutely. Very good. Very good shit. I can't wait. I can't wait until Oolong comes back.
And the new Camp Trash album, and also Pool Kids has new music coming out.
Oh, my new God. Pool Kids, yes. Co-sign.
Yep. Hell yeah. Keelan, so you? Good.
I mean, I don't know. I'm starting to just, like, going back and listening to the usual stuff I usually listen to, which is The Replacements, Husker Du, Neutral Milk Hotel.
Yeah, check out the band. All right, fans of the show, check out Neutral Milk Hotel.
Also another band called Led Zeppelin.
Yep.
I think I've actually said them before. And then of course Padfoot. Going to try to shout them out as much as I can.
Padfoot rock.
Padfoot was one of the bands that was supposed to be on the Forcella that transitioned into Mindcella that I luckily got to see at Fest, but I wish that they would have been. I wish Forcella would have happened. You know?
Yeah.
A lot of bands I really wanted to see.
Absolutely. I still don't think I've seen them live yet. We've got to have that happen.
It's a party. Like, that's the best way to describe it. It's a fucking party.
That has to happen. They need to come back. Hell yeah. Well, that was delightful. I appreciate all of you for hanging out with us. I think that's probably going to do it for, I mean, that's pretty much all I got. Does anybody have anything?
Wait. Oh. I have one really important question.
Mm-hmm.
Connor, I need you to tell me who the secret set is.
Do you really want to know? It's.
Do that if need be, but oh. Thank you so much, as always, to our new friend Connor for coming on the show. Seriously, it was such a treat to talk to him a little about Focella and the Shack and all the cool shit that's going on over there. So make sure to check that out. Speaking of Focella, we've got Focella 5 coming up. It is on Saturday, July the 16th. We will be there. We will be hanging out, talking to folks, seeing some bands, plenty of YBIG alum on that show. You can check out Arcadia Gray, Carly Cosgrove, as we mentioned. Cliff Ivor is going to be there. The Marrier is going to be there. Plus a lot of other bands that are very sick, including some bands that I would love to have on the show in the future. So stay tuned for that. But if you do so, if you do go, come say what's up to us. We would love to say hi and meet everybody that listens. So I will put the link to buy tickets in the show notes below. If you want to check out what the Summit Jacket is up to, you can follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all over at Summit Check. They also have a Patreon with Loon Base. Throw them a few bucks over there too. It's patreon.com/summitshackloonbase. Right into the show, it's ybigpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at ybigpodcast or on Instagram at yourbandisgarbage. If you like the show, throw us a rating, 5 stars. Spotify and iTunes seriously would help us out a lot. Music for Your Band Is Garbage is courtesy of Hey I Love You and Jake Begging On With Drum Pads. Bowwell.